This is Jay Sekulow. The Clinton email scandals and the legal consequences of those actions.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Democrats are ready to sit down and negotiate with Republicans right now. But it should be over legitimate issues, like how much do we invest in education, job training, and infrastructure, not unrelated ideological issues like Planned Parenthood. We need to set our sights higher than that. There is nothing principled about the idea of another government shutdown. There's nothing patriotic about denying the progress you've worked so hard to make.
The bill before us would keep the government funded through the fall while adhering to the bipartisan spending levels already agreed to by both parties. And for 1 year, it would defund Planned Parenthood and protect women's health by funding community health clinics with the $235 million instead. It would allow us to press the pause button as we investigate the serious scandal surrounding Planned Parenthood.
This is a conversation our nation needs to have. But I can't imagine that it would be controversial to just make a simple statement. When a child can feel pain, when a child is viable, even the Supreme Court from 1973 would look at this time period and say that's viability. At that moment, should we as a nation step up and protect children?
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
To shut down the government, which some Republicans are advocating, over funding for Planned Parenthood, which takes care of millions of women's health needs, is just the height of irresponsibility. I've said that I didn't make the best choice. I should have used two separate email accounts, one personal, one work-related. What I did was allowed. It was fully above board. People in the government certainly knew that I was using a personal email, but I've tried to be transparent.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We're going to discuss two topics today, but we want to start with the situation with Hillary Clinton and the FBI reporting that they have recovered deleted emails from her server that was hidden away in a closet. That closet was in a condominium from a company that was handling the server that did not have security clearance. And the question I was asked on Sean Hannity's radio broadcast yesterday, or television broadcast, is could this be a crime? And the answer is it sure could. And I'm going to lay that out in a little bit. I'm going to lay out the case involving Hillary Clinton. But we want to get your comments on this, and we want you to get involved early. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. And we want to know your thoughts and comments on the Hillary Clinton email scandal. How do you think it impacts the election? 1-800-684-3110. We are on our radio broadcast from around the country and, of course, up on Periscope and Facebook as well.
That's right. You can join us right now live. We're streaming live video, and you can be a part of the conversation as well. Get your questions or comments on the air that way, as well as calling in at 1-800-684-3110. All you have to do is go to Facebook.com/Jay Sekulow or just go to Jay Sekulow's verified page. You'll find it there. And then also on Periscope, just search Jay Sekulow. You'll find it. We're broadcasting live right now. All you got to do is put your comments in the comment section on both those. I get them, and I take some of them on the air every day.
All right, so if you want to talk to us on air as well, you can. 1-800-684-3110. Your thoughts on the Clinton email scandal. Jordan, the political situation here, we're going to get into the legal situation in a moment, but the political situation is getting very, very testy, I would say, for the former Secretary of State.
Well, it's why Vice President Joe Biden is looking at entering this race, and I think it's directly related to this kind of new scandal. So instead of just issues from the past, this is current. This could involve, as you said on Sean Hannity's broadcast, indictments of staff. It could ultimately involve indictments of Secretary Clinton herself. Now the FBI says they can retrieve those emails that they believe that they thought were deleted, and that they're finding traces of those already on the server. So more will come to light.
I'm going to lay out the legal case. When we come back from the break, we're going to get an update from the vote that's going to be coming up on the pro-life issue. So you're going to want to stay tuned. I'll take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Comments via Facebook and Periscope. But if you want to talk to me in there, 1-800-684-3110. Hey, folks, on the Planned Parenthood, the votes this afternoon were 291,000 signatures. Help us get it to 300,000. ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. 6 days left in the month. Let me tell you something, folks. We are about to set a record of support for the ACLJ. Your support of the American Center for Law and Justice is making a huge difference. Go to ACLJ.org. Your online donations, tax deductible. You're helping us meet our challenge. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Music.
The fight to protect life is now focused on the U.S. Senate. The House already has approved two key measures, a critical pro-life bill that bans late-term abortions and a measure to defund the abortion giant Planned Parenthood. Now the powerful pro-abortion lobby is gearing up, putting pressure on the Senate to reject these vital measures. In fact, working to prevent an up or down vote on the legislation. It's time that the U.S. Senate stood up and protected life. The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. Whether it's putting an end to the taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood, which butchers babies and sells body parts, or putting a stop to late-term abortions. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Going to be playing Fooling Yourself. We're adding that to the repertoire of the Jay Sekulow Band. We're going to be doing that in about 2 weeks. We're going to go live again on Facebook and Periscope, and that will be included in the songs that we play, our version of the classic Stick song, Fooling Yourself. Than, let's get everybody an update here quickly on the vote that's about to take place this afternoon and what the status is.
The Senate is about to come into session, Jay, and about just a little less than 2 hours from now at 2 o'clock Eastern, they will take a vote on invoking cloture on this continuing resolution that would fund the government and simultaneously defund Planned Parenthood for the period of the next year. It takes 60 votes to overcome a filibuster. So people need to understand what happens here, Jay. If we don't get to 60 votes in the United States
right.
Senate, it is not that this bill has been defeated. It is that the pro-abortion allies have decided to filibuster opening the federal government.
So, Jordan, on the Planned Parenthood issue, I'm going to get to the Hillary Clinton situation in a moment, but on the Planned Parenthood issue, this is starting to resound. You're starting to hear about this a lot. Came up in the debates. It's continuing to come up on the campaign trails. What's your sense of the political impact of the situation with Planned Parenthood and its funding, even if this vote does not go successfully?
It brings it back to the forefront, and so in a timely and relevant way. So it's not just talking about the issue of abortion to talk about it. It created a new debate and discussion in the United States, and I think the biggest ramifications will be through the next election when people can decide to put a pro-life president in office, which means working through Congress, a much more likelihood of getting legislation through to defund Planned Parenthood, things like the 20-week abortion ban, the pain-capable abortion ban. And so all of this will be determined by ultimately who is in the Oval Office after the 2016 election.
All right, so let me also now switch gears a little bit, folks. And again, if we want you to sign that petition, aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255, aclj.org or 877-989-2255. By the way, you're getting an email from Jordan today on our Be Heard project because Pastor Saeed Abedini, we're going to talk about this on tomorrow's broadcast, Pastor Saeed Abedini has been again beaten in prison. And we are calling now on the Pope's engagement as well as the United Nations. You're getting this email. Let me encourage you to sign on to that petition for Pastor Saeed as well. And if you want to support the work of the ACLJ, easy way to do it is aclj.org, your online donations. We're having a potentially earth-shattering month this month online, and you can make that difference for us. We'd appreciate it. ACLJ.org for your, again, it's tax deductible. We appreciate that. We're getting a lot of comments coming in, a lot of phone calls coming in at 800-684-3110. Let's take some comments. I didn't want to play a soundbite here from the Secretary of State.
We got a lot of comments coming in. A lot of people are just concerned whether anything is going to happen to Hillary Clinton. We have a lot of people just saying, you know, what's going to happen? How can anything happen? Some people are questioning the FBI, wondering if the FBI are creating a smokescreen. We did have a comment come in as a senior technical IT professional. These claims do not hold water.
Yeah, they can get the emails. They're already leaking that out, that the emails are going to be obtained.
Then other comments as well that said she's built herself a house of cards. Let's hope it tumbles down.
All right, so let me play for you a soundbite. John Dickerson from CBS News asked Secretary of State Clinton if this was her having the two email accounts, having it set up this way, was a lack of judgment. Take a listen to 8.
Was it a failure in judgment on your part?
Well, look, it was permitted. It was allowed. I did it. And I think that, you know, people can make their own judgments about that. But I've tried to be as transparent as I can.
All right, well, let me lay out the case here. So there's three statutes that come into play. 18 U.S.C. Section 1924, which is a misdemeanor statute, that says whoever, being an officer or employee or a consultant of the United States, that would be, of course, Secretary Clinton, who comes in contact with and possesses documents or materials containing classified information of the United States, knowingly removes those documents or materials without authority with the intent to retain such documents or material at an unauthorized location, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned for not more than a year or both. Obviously, an unsecured server with a group in, was it Colorado Springs, that doesn't have security clearance, being controlled by a staff member that didn't have top secret clearance. Potential violation there, very, very real. If the evidence lays out, it looks like it is. 18 U.S.C. Section 793, whoever being entrusted with or having lawful possession of control of any document and through gross negligence permits the same to be removed from its proper place of custody or delivered to anyone in violation of his trust or having knowledge that the same has been illegally removed from its proper place shall be fined under this title by imprisonment not more than 10 years or both. And then Section 18 U.S.C. 2071 makes it a felony whenever any custodian of official government records willfully and unlawfully conceals, removes, mutilates, obliterates, falsifies, or destroys the documents. Now, Jordan, from a criminal standpoint, there's at least three, potentially a lot more, criminal statutes at play here. And the FBI, if they're conducting a real investigation, and I suspect they may well be here, the fact of the matter is this could be very dangerous for the former Secretary of State.
That's right, and this could fundamentally change the presidential race makeup, and in a way that, remember, it's been kind of a done deal, at least discussed a done deal, that Hillary Clinton would at least be the Democrat nominee, and is in the polls, is, you know, people assume, oh, she's going to be the next president of the United States. This would shake that up completely, and I think it's already starting to do so. You see her poll numbers taking a hit. You see a real lack of a full engagement by the campaign and by her with the media, and so this is all going to come down to, ultimately, if this is a real investigation.
So let me ask you this, Stan. How is it? You're in Washington. It's a busy day in Washington with the Pope there, obviously. Outside our office, I'm sure it's jammed. How's this situation playing in Washington politically with Hillary Clinton?
The latest news, Jay, has really exploded on the Hill, specifically with Senator Charles Grassley, who's the chairman of the Judiciary Committee. Remember, just so our listeners remember this, he was seeking information from that very employee you were talking about, the IT employee, Brian Paglioni, who set this server up. The DOJ was refusing to allow this the senator access to that IT professional. So he's actually today, just this morning, while the Pope was here, called for an independent investigation on this. So kind of like the commenter you just read from, he now does not trust the FBI's investigation either.
Yeah, that was, Logan was getting those comments. Let's take some comments and some phone calls, 800-684-3110.
Yeah, we got a comment come in from Think Thought who said she laughs it off like Lois Lerner.
Yeah, she does not take, I mean, obviously her defense mechanism here is this. Let's play coming back from one of the breaks, Undemocratic, where we've got that line about, you know, the emails you hide. It was actually about Lois Lerner, but now look at the relevance of that.
We did have an email from a message. You said email, made me think email. Facebook post that said, is it proven fact that owning the secret private server with classified data and destruction of government emails in the server were in fact criminal felonies?
If the facts as we know them are, yes. There certainly, there's multiple issues of whether it's a felony or a misdemeanor. But they're both subject to incarceration, and I think that if the evidence continues to come out like it is, there's potential felonies here. And I think that this is the reality of what we've got to deal with. We also have the vote coming up in 2 hours on Planned Parenthood. So, folks, be in prayer for that. It looks like we're not going to clear cloture, but we're still fighting back on that. Let's go ahead and take a phone call.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Or let's go first to the phones. Let's go to Ryan, who's calling from Corbin, Kentucky.
Hi, Ryan.
Welcome to Jay Psyche Live.
How you doing, fellas?
Good.
Hey, I've got a question.
Yep.
You know, if all this shakes out,
yeah,
and the Democratic Party, you know, they don't get Hillary to flip this to publicity, and she does end up getting convicted of doing things that she should be.
Right.
What are you guys' thought on, you know, is Obama going to pardon her?
I mean, the president has the authority to pardon. The question would be, Jordan, the political question here is, and the timing of this from a legal standpoint is the FBI investigation going to be far enough along, or is there going to be this kind of drip-drip thing between now and the Democratic National Convention? And because the legal issues here are complex enough that it's going to take months to investigate this. Jordan, your thoughts?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, this is not going to be over with, you know, in a week or 2 weeks or a month. This is serious. And so the implications will be what kind of writing is on the wall,
yep,
for Secretary Clinton and her senior staff that would be senior enough to greatly impact her presidential campaign. So to say this is a complicated matter is an understatement, because of not just the nature of these potential criminal violations and other violations as well, with how this classified information was handled and deleted, and will it be recovered, and how the server was even stored and where it was,
yep,
stored, the company that was used. It also impacts a presidential race, and so the implications are huge.
Let me play very quickly here a bite from Bob Woodward. Remember him? Talk about Richard Nixon. You talk about Bob Woodward. Take a listen.
You've got a massive amount of data, in a way reminds me of the Nixon tapes, thousands of hours of secretly recorded conversations that Nixon thought were exclusively his, that he was not going to get them. Hillary Clinton initially took that position. I'm not turning this over. There's going to be no cooperation. Now they're cooperating, but this has to go on a long, long time, and the answers are probably not going to be pretty.
Yeah, I think this is serious. The question will be, is the FBI going to investigate? I laid out the legal case for you. We'll talk more about it when we come back from the break. We're getting a lot of comments and calls. Go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 right now and cast your vote, basically, or you're signing the petition for the Planned Parenthood vote. We want you to be on record. We're getting close to 300,000. So ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Now, I'm also sending out today an email from Jordan on Pastor Saeed Abedini. This is, I'm showing to our Facebook and Periscope friends. Support this by signing on to this letter and support our work that helps on cases like Pastor Saeed. You could do that at ACLJ.org. We'll take more of your calls at 800-684-3110 and your comments on Facebook and Periscope when we come back.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. The fight to protect life is now focused on the U.S. Senate. The House already has approved two key measures, a critical pro-life bill that bans late-term abortions and a measure to defund the abortion giant Planned Parenthood. Now the powerful pro-abortion lobby is gearing up, putting pressure on the Senate to reject these vital measures. In fact, working to prevent an up or down vote on the legislation. It's time that the U.S. Senate stood up and protected life. The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. Whether it's putting an end to the taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood which butchers babies and sells body parts, or putting a stop to late-term abortions. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online, aclj.org.
Democratic, the line there about being rewarded for the emails you hide actually was about Lois Lerner, but boy, is it applicable today in this Hillary Clinton scandal. We're getting a lot of questions and calls coming in. Let's go right to the phones, take some or get some comments here. Let's go ahead, Logan.
We did have a comment come in just a few minutes ago. A couple people are asking, you know, essentially, why hasn't she been arrested yet? Yep. When these happened? But an interesting one that came through that said, if she gets elected then found guilty, what then?
Well, I mean, if she's elected and then gets indicted, she's subject to the judicial process. I mean, that's not gonna, that would not bode well. I suspect that if there was going to be an indictment, that they thought there was criminality here, which I think, looking at the evidence as I've seen it, and I laid out the case for you pretty clearly with three statutes. And by the way, Mike Mukasey, former U.S. Attorney General, Rudy Giuliani have said, you know, there's probably 16, and I agree with them. I talked about that last night on Hannity, but the big three we've gone through. I mean, Jordan, it does raise, and I'm going to get Jordan Than on this, it does raise this kind of, you know, very interesting dynamic of the politics kind of colliding with a legal investigation. Have we ever had a candidate under criminal investigation? Now, supposedly they're not confirming or denying, but we know there's an FBI investigation. I don't know if we've ever had it where a candidate that was the leading or the pack was under criminal investigation at the same time. Now, she is not technically under that, but that would be an unbelievable dynamic. Jordan Than, you both comment.
Yeah, I think it would be unprecedented. It's at least since the days of Watergate, when there were already rumblings of investigations going on there, but not full born yet, and not as directly related to the president at that point through the reelection. This time, it's happening. I mean, as we speak, and so you're on television, and it's months before the Iowa caucus, and so you know that in January, and so. The Democrats haven't had debates yet. It hasn't been as flushed out, so there haven't been the opportunities. I'm not sure other potential Democratic candidates are going to hit so directly, but they're certainly. I don't think that there would be any way Joe Biden would be considering this. Vice President Biden would be considering this run if it wasn't for a scandal like this. The Clintons had plenty of stuff in their history, but that was shown not to really have such of a huge impact on the Democratic nomination. At least this changed everything, and it's continuing as a potential. To continue to change it.
Than, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think Jordan's right. If Secretary Clinton is indicted, she will be in tremendous political peril, and I think it ensures Joe Biden's interest in the race, but I also think it's the tip of the iceberg. I mean, let's say she's not indicted. It is still a major, major national security issue that top secret information was potentially, and I would say beyond potentially, available to our enemies, and she was responsible.
I mean, this whole idea that there was a server, some private company she hired, it's the Secretary of State. I mean, it's really, you know, I believe it's criminal, but I mean, it's inexcusable, and I do think it affects judgment. But, you know, that's just me, and I'm trying to look at this as a lawyer, so I look at the evidence here. Let's go ahead and take some comments and phone calls. Let's take a phone call.
All right, let's go to Matthew, who is calling on line 6 from Dayton. You're on the air.
Hi, Matthew.
Yes, how's it going?
Good.
Duman, this is a wonderful program. Thanks so much
Thanks.
For all of your efforts, and I wanted to say, you know, we have to take a look in the mirror a little deeper. As a society, as an American citizen, as a patriot, you know, we give some of these legislators so many tries, so many times, and we have to look in the mirror and say, are we honest with ourselves? And we have to look in the mirror as a country and say, why are we going to give these people so many tries? Because you know what? We're using and abusing our money.
Well, Matthew, that's the reason why right now, even though we know the odds are against us on this vote, even though we would have enough votes to defund Planned Parenthood, we've heard from 291,164 people online alone. I suspect with phone calls over this, we're probably about 298,000. I want to have 300,000. I want to make the point, whether they get it or not, I want to make the point. So you could join us in this fight, by the way, folks. Last day to do it, aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255, aclj.org or 877-989-2255 to sign on to the petition to demand the vote is what we're really saying here. We'll take more of your calls at 800-684-3110. A lot of comments coming in as well.
I do have a comment. A lot of people are asking why it's taking so long. Why is it taking so long to indict?
Well, because a criminal investigation, it's not a question of negligence. It's you have to show criminal intent, and criminal intent means that you had what's called mens rea and actus rea, which means you had knowledge, mental knowledge, and the intent to commit a crime. So what they've got to do is, you got to, I said this on Hannity last night, you've got to follow the evidence through. And to me, that's the biggest, I mean, the biggest issue here, Jordan, is following the evidence through.
Yeah, absolutely. And making sure that this Department of Justice does that. And if it was someone, if it was not Hillary Clinton, another Obama administration former cabinet official, I would think this was not going anywhere because of the way this Department of Justice has been. But we know that there is some bad blood there. You know, she was the opponent of President Obama in the Democratic nominating process. And while she's been critical of some of the administration's moves.
Yep.
So it will be interesting to see how much to the extent they go to try and protect who is still the front runner to get the Democrat nomination.
Yeah, it's going to be a very interesting development. You said you had an interesting comment coming.
We do have a couple of interesting comments. A lot of people are just asking, did she think this was allowed? Did she think this was does she still claim? And that clip kind of says that she does claim that she thought this was fine. We also had another person who said, well, they were visiting Washington, D.C. last year, or last month, I guess, or I believe it was last year, that they actually saw the ACLJ staff delivering the petitions.
Yeah, there you go. And I'm holding a stack right now, actually, for our Facebook friends. And
it's not just necessarily always that, you know, email or something.
No,
like that.
I mean, these letters right here, you're seeing these on, can they see them on Facebook and Periscope? Yeah, yeah. And you can hear them on radio. These are being delivered to the United Nations General Assembly. I think the last batch goes out tomorrow, and these will be in it. And these are all individually noted. So one says Kyle Robin, the other one says Alan Sinemack, Wendy Mutchler, Kathy Jackson, Adam Keyes, Joanne Thometz, Eileen Fernandez, Kim Reese. These are just, and we put everybody, the name that you put, it goes on there. So it does make a huge difference. That's a good reason to sign on to the petition on Planned Parenthood. Let me go ahead and play this bite from Hillary Clinton, because I think this is another one from Face of the Nation, number 7. Take a listen.
I've said that I didn't make the best choice. I should have used two separate email accounts, one personal, one work-related. What I did was allowed. It was fully above board. People in the government certainly knew that I was using a personal email, but I've tried to be transparent, and that includes releasing 55,000 pages, which is unprecedented. Nobody else that I'm aware of has ever done that, plus turning over the server, plus testifying at the end of October. So, you know, I think that, you know, people have questions. I want to try to answer them.
Yeah, well, let me ask a question then. Why did you hire some company in Colorado Springs that had your server in a residential condominium? Let me ask you another question. Did the individuals you contracted with have security clearance from the government to handle classified documents? Let me ask you another question. When you handed over your thumb drive to your lawyer, did David Kendall have classified clearance? Let me ask another question. Did Huma Abedin have anything to do with how this was set up? Let me ask one last question. How in the world do you think it was secure for our national security interest to keep a server in Colorado in a bathroom? Taking more of your calls when we come back from the breaks at 1-800-684-3110. Hey, folks, support the ACLJ today. It's getting near the end of the month. This is a big part time for us, and you can help us have a historic month here. ACLJ.org. Again, sign that petition at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Like us on Facebook. Share us on Facebook. I've got a page. The band has a page. American Center for Law and Justice has a page. You should like all those pages. And follow me on Twitter, at Jay Sekulow. And, of course, we'll get more of your Facebook Periscope comments when we come back from the break, and we'll be talking to our friends on Periscope and Facebook. That's a great way, by the way, if you're not getting it. Logan, could you do this in 15 seconds? If they're not getting it, there's ways, too.
Yep, just join us on Facebook.com/Jay Sekulow. You'll see it broadcast live. If not, go to Periscope. Download the Periscope app, and you can find it at Jay Sekulow or listen to the audio stream at ACLJ.org.
The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. Whether it's putting an end to the taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood, which butchers babies and sells body parts, or putting a stop to late-term abortions. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org.
Freedom. I'm talking about freedom.
that. We're going to do Undemocratic next time we play for you all in a couple weeks, and we're going to put that one in there. I know we did it, I think, one of the times we did the live Facebook rehearsal, but we'll do that again, and we're going to get a video of that done. It's a great song and more relevant today than ever before. Let me get Than and Jordan in the conversation here, and we'll take more of your calls and comments. Than, on the vote, tell us exactly where what are we expecting to happen? Let's be realistic, but we're still pushing, but what's the realistic situation?
We're about an hour and a half away from this vote. You need 60 votes to overcome it. Right, to defund Planned Parenthood. And, oh, by the way, open the federal government in a week so there would be no shutdown. This is a premature scare tactic that people are using. It's not either or. You can do both, and that vote is this afternoon. Realistically, Jay, I think we're probably in the range that we were last week on the paying capable bill. I think there are probably around 54, 55 senators ready to vote for this.
Yep.
And a minority in the United States Senate is likely to filibuster.
And, Jordan, the ramifications, you think, though, that the Planned Parenthood issue is going to be an issue within at least the Republican primary?
Yeah, it's not going away. So we're going to continue to hear the discussions at the debates, and there's a debate each month to the end of the year, and then starting at the beginning of the year, there'll be two debates a month. And so that will continue to come up in the right approaches. And I think it will carry over into the general election as well, this discussion over should Planned Parenthood be funded or not. And it's relevant. It's not just one of the issues to go through, but it's relevant because of this new exposure of Planned Parenthood and the videos that have come out showing what they do and some of their practices.
So, folks, if you want to get involved in that, go to ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255 and have your voice heard. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. You got comments coming in by Facebook and Periscope, and then we're going to take some phone calls.
There's a lot of distrust in general of the FBI, it seems like. People are a little worried about, can we even trust this investigation to be real?
Well, look, I mean, here's the problem. That part of that distrust is because we had the case involving the FBI with the IRS, and we actually had our clients initially participating in it, and then we stopped because we realized I called it a faux investigation. It wasn't really real. I mean, they weren't asking the questions you would ask. This one, I get a sense that it's a little bit different in that the FBI is under a microscope on this one. It is national security interests at stake. So I think the consequences of it are so significant that I it's hard to imagine the FBI not doing their job. However, having said that, it's a politicized Department of Justice, although James Comey, who runs the FBI, I think does a great job. But the question will be, is the administration pressure going to be such that they basically stay away from it? I mean, in other words, they take a position and say, you know what, there's just not enough to move a criminal indictment, and that, or it may take longer. So it's hard to say, do I trust the FBI? I think right now my trust level on government agencies is probably at an all-time low. Let's go ahead and take a phone call here before the break, 1-800-684-3110.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Alan, who's calling from Marshall, Texas.
Hi, Alan.
Hi, guys. Thank you all for taking my call. I've got two comments. First, you know, may God prick the hearts of all those senators that are going to be voting today on the Planned Parenthood thing.
Absolutely.
And comment number two is, how short-lived is the Americans who are choosing to put their name that they're going to vote for Hillary Clinton? How short is their memory when she has yet to answer for Benghazi and her
lack
of
that? Let me play that bite involving Benghazi, because you can't, it's hard not to.
With all due respect, the fact is we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
All the difference in the world. It's the difference between knowing if it was a spontaneous group or it was a planned terror attack. And we now know, of course, it was a planned terror attack. What did they blame it on? They blamed it on a video.
Yes, a movie. A YouTube video, essentially.
Yeah.
A bad, low-budget, terrible film. And it's absolutely ridiculous. And that's definitely a conversation breaking out right now on Facebook and Periscope.
All right.
People are upset in general still about Benghazi and still want people to have to own up to it.
All right, folks, we're going to take more of your calls, 1-800-684-3110. Again, sign that petition today, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And as I said, support the work of the ACLJ. Any amount you donate is going to really help us, and we're about to have a record month here. ACLJ.org. Back with your calls in just a moment.
The fight to protect life is now focused on the U.S. Senate. The House already has approved two key measures, a critical pro-life bill that bans late-term abortions, and a measure to defund the abortion giant Planned Parenthood. Now the powerful pro-abortion lobby is gearing up, putting pressure on the Senate to reject these vital measures. In fact, working to prevent an up or down vote on the legislation. It's time that the U.S. Senate stood up and protected life. The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. Whether it's putting an end to the taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood, which butchers babies and sells body parts, or putting a stop to late-term abortions. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Everyone, and we're taking your calls. That's the Jay Sekulow Band. Like that Facebook page too. And by the way, when we I think a week after next, we're going to broadcast again on Facebook and Periscope the band rehearsal. And we're going to include "Fooling Yourself" as well as a couple Boston songs. So, a lot to talk about. All right, let's get to the phones and get some conversation going here, as well as some comments coming in.
Sure, let's go to the phones real quick. Let's go to Mark, who's calling from Helena, Montana. You're on the air.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, continued blessings, Jay,
thanks,
to you and the team. And
thanks.
I'm going to so miss Hillary's shrillness, but I had to point out the irony of her defense of clarity with her emails. She has demonstrated clarity with her emails to our enemies.
Yeah, evidently. Wasn't it Secretary of State Kerry that said, yeah, I'm sure the Russians and the Chinese are... they have my emails, which I'm sure, Jordan, that really gives you a lot of confidence when you think about, well, they had her emails... Are his emails, and she's got hers in a server in some, you know, condominium in Colorado somewhere.
Yeah, that's right. And so it's been playing a game. We know that there's a potential of highly classified, top secret information. We know thousands of these emails were deleted, and the FBI has indicated that they are able to recover them. And so I think we can watch very closely now with that revelation, knowing that those emails that they thought maybe were gone forever are not. It will be very interesting to see if we get any more information out of the Clinton campaign. Do they try to get ahead of anything and start telling us what is about to be seen? That would be typically the strategy, is get it out. She came out with her opposition to the Keystone Pipeline the day the Pope arrived. Get it out during this kind of media frenzy about Pope Francis being in the United States, where there's less attention on some of these side issues, especially knowing now that the FBI may have access to everything.
All right, we're going to take some more phone calls at 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Let's take line three, and I want to get Than involved in this conversation. This
All right, important. Yeah, Richard's calling from Austin, Texas. He watches on Periscope, and you know him as Disney Dockies.
But we're calling him Richard today. Hi, Richard. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on.
Yeah, we thank you for what you do.
Thanks.
Keeping us safe. And just wondering, is there any way they could try to do the nuclear option to avoid the filibuster?
All right, Than. Yep, that's a great question. By the way, I'm going to send you, Richard, one of our books. I'm trying to find which one I'm going to send, but I'm going to get one of them here, and we're going to send it to you. So we're going to have you on hold and get your address to our call screener. But Than, let's discuss that.
This gets into the weeds a little bit on the parliamentary procedures. Technically, to Richard's question, yes, the nuclear option could be used, but it would be doing away with the filibuster on legislative matters. That opens up a whole nother issue. I will say this. One of the things I'm hearing talked about that people need to start listening to, I think they may try to do a vote on the reconciliation process later in the fall that would only require 51 votes. Remember, that's how they got Obama through as well. So that would be something short of doing away with the filibuster, but would allow a vote at the 51-vote threshold. So all of these things are on the table, but I would just say this to Richard. For now, let's focus on this vote this afternoon, and anyone who votes to give funding to Planned Parenthood, they should not be around the next time we take a vote like this.
That's right. And Richard, I'm going to send you a book that's called Proud to Be American by Lee Greenwood that was actually illustrated by Logan's wife, my daughter-in-law, Amanda, and we're going to send that to you, and it's signed by Lee and Amanda. So, and I'll sign it as well, but we'll get that to you. We're taking more of your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Can we take another call, or we need to take another comment?
Yeah, we can take another comment. But we do want to let everyone know that if you were watching on Facebook, Facebook is currently experiencing problems in general and is down totally, not just us.
Okay.
So if you are now tuning into radios, you're listening on Periscope or however you find it, thank you for watching. We apologize for that. Again, that's not on our end. Nothing we can do about that. Let's go ahead and take another call. Raj is calling from Vienna, Virginia. You're on the air.
Hi, Raj.
Hi.
You're on the air, sir. Okay, we're gonna go back to you, Raj, in a moment because I think you're either listening to your phone and you're getting a delay. Let's take the question. Let's take Barbara.
All right, one. Barbara's calling on line one. Barbara, thanks for being on JSEC Live.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi. This morning I heard on.
Okay, we're gonna stop because we're having either it's on our end or on their end. We're having some phone issues that are significant.
Let's go to a comment then.
Okay, there you go.
Well, let's find a good one here.
Let me read what Barbara was gonna say because I don't think her phone line was working. But this is for Jordan. She heard on a report on the 700 Club that Syed had been abused physically in prison. More abuse. That is true, Jordan. You want to give an update on that?
Sure. We've got the full update at ACLJ.org. Syed was brought in to summoned by security officials, intelligence officers, and received really an intense round of interrogation about potentially new charges. Don't have more details on that, but he was repeatedly, a taser gun was used on him, so this was a brutal interrogation, and this new assault comes, you know, right as the Pope arrives in the United States and the Iranian president set to speak to the United Nations next week along with the Pope. So we've got the full update, a long update online at ACLJ.org. I encourage you to check that out, to share it with your friends and family. Yeah. We'll be on Fox News this weekend on Saturday evening discussing this as well.
There is also an email you're going to be getting from Jordan actually on this topic. For our Be Heard list, and are we back on Facebook, or is it still down?
I believe if you're on the mobile app, you're fine.
On the mobile app, okay. So there it is. You're going to be getting that. I asked you to respond to this, and that is resulting in these, which are 260,000 letters, many of which have already been delivered to the Secretary General of the United Nations. So this makes a huge impact, and I think it's worth saying that we are doing everything we can on multiple fronts, and I know Tiffany Barron's been in New York and in Washington. You've been working it as well. Let's talk about some of what we're doing on this front, because we're going to get into it at length tomorrow on the broadcast. But, Stan, there's a lot of moving issues right now, not the least of which actually involves the Pope.
Yeah, this last week was actually a very big week in our international efforts on behalf of Pastor Syed. Up at the United Nations, yes, the Iranian president was there. Yes, the president of the United States was there recently. But Nagme and our team actually sat down with more than 100 members of parliaments from over 50 countries, Jay. So we're talking about rapid expansion of our international efforts on behalf of Pastor Syed. Yep. And actually, 67 of those parliamentarians signed their own name to a letter to the Speaker of the Iranian Parliament calling for Pastor Syed's release. So what we're trying to do here is take this significantly outside the United States and make the international pressure just overwhelming.
I know the guys are working on a video on that event in New York, but I don't think we have. Has that been done yet? Not on Planned Parenthood, but on the Syed Abedini one? Yeah, I'm going to play that during the break if we can get it. I think it's important. We'll obviously use it tomorrow. Folks, we're taking more of your calls and comments. 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. A lot of comments coming in as well.
That's right. The comments are pouring in as people are very upset about this. We have another person that came in. A lot of people, again, are still upset about that. Hopefully this doesn't become the next Benghazi for her.
Yeah.
Anna Nunez says, Benghazi was swept on the rug. I hope her emails issues won't. What more evidence against Hillary do they need?
Well, they got it. Look, I mean, this is it's a criminal case, and when you got a criminal case, you have to make sure that you could prove, as I said, criminal intent. So in the statutes that I went through with you, the three statutes involved have a criminality requirement. And Jordan, that's where the FBI comes in on a comprehensive investigation, because you got to find out what Hillary Clinton had to know, what she knew, what she instructed. That's going to be the key thing. Start investigating and putting under oath the staff. And that's how you move these investigations forward. That's what a real criminal investigation is all about. And that's where we're going to see if the Department of Justice is taking it seriously.
Yeah, I mean, it's far too easy for her to say, I don't know, I don't remember, I had a lot going on. But when the staff gets involved, and if they get put under oath, say, you know, did you question what are these deleted emails, these thousands of deleted emails, the decision to put the server here. And ultimately, as a leader, she can be responsible for these decisions when they implicate the U.S. national security, even if she tries to play the game in the media that, well, I don't really know. Or, you know, she's already acknowledged that she did this, that it wasn't the right decision.
Yeah.
And so she's gone that far. The question is, will it go the next step, which is
the criminality.
Actual wrongdoing? And that's going to start with, as you said, the lower level staff, senior folks, but not the former Secretary of State.
So Senator Grassley already offered the guy that was in charge of IT, Than, already offered him immunity?
Yeah, he was trying to offer the IT professional immunity. Yep. That professional wouldn't even issue a proffer, Jay, which is an idea.
Yeah, would say this is what I would testify to if I was under oath, right?
So even the staff is stonewalling here.
Yeah, I think we are at the tip of the iceberg. The difficulty is she's running for president of the United States. All right, we're going to take phone calls. We're going to take comments from Periscope and Facebook. And we're going to take those at 1-800-684-3110 or at Jay Sekulow via Periscope and Facebook. You know how to get those comments to Logan, so we want more of those. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to that demand for a vote tomorrow. Uphill battle, yes, but we fight for life. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And I also need to remind everybody, folks, we are in the last few days of the month here. We are having a record month. You can help us make a real stretch goal for us here. ACLJ.org. Your online contributions make a huge difference. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We got some open lines, so I'm going to take more calls. You want to talk to us on air? 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Logan, you'll take more comments also.
That's right. Facebook is back up, so facebook.com/JaySekulow as well as on Periscope. Get in touch with us for the last segment of the show. Great way to get your questions or comments in, or give us a call. 1-800-684-3110. We'll be on our rapid fire round coming up next.
The fight to protect life is now focused on the U.S. Senate. The House already has approved two key measures, a critical pro-life bill that bans late-term abortions and a measure to defund the abortion giant Planned Parenthood. Now the powerful pro-abortion lobby is gearing up, putting pressure on the Senate to reject these vital measures. In fact, working to prevent an up or down vote on the legislation. It's time that the U.S. Senate stood up and protected life. The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. Whether it's putting an end to the taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood, which butchers babies and sells body parts, or putting a stop to late-term abortions. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. I'll give a little bit. I'll give
after the broadcast, everyone. Taking your calls and comments, 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go ahead and take a phone call, and we'll get some comments as well.
All right, Raj is calling from Virginia on line 5. Raj, welcome to JSEC here live.
Hi, Raj.
Hi, bravo. And in the words of Todd Beamer, let's roll.
Yep.
The national security aspect of this is the most critical. And thank you, Jay, for pointing to that. I know it has far-reaching consequences.
Yep.
And so in all this, as I've done before, every listener should really shout out back to you and to your staff and get not just the signatures, but also the funding in all our churches.
Well, I got to tell you this, Raj. We're having a record month here at the ACLJ on our online support. I mean, it has been a record month. And I appreciate you encourage people to do it. I am concerned as you are, that's ACLJ.org, by the way. I'm as concerned as you are that the national security aspect of what Hillary Clinton's put at play here is the most dangerous. So that's why I am really, really pushing this issue this way. We'll take your calls, comments, 800-684-3110.
Yeah, we had a comment coming on Periscope. Said, what can we do to put the heat on the DOJ, who has the power to investigate the situation?
Well, I'm gonna go to Jordan on this as well. But, Jordan, the reality is I think outside pressure here, it's an independent agency, but the Department of Justice needs to know that the American people care about this. It's not something we want kind of put under the rug here, that our national security is at stake. There's multiple criminal statutes potentially involved here, and that this needs to be taken seriously.
Absolutely. And that's the truth is it will take the American people to some extent
yep.
To make sure that we get to the bottom of this, because this is not, you know, we're used to this 24-hour news cycle, and these kind of situations, they're not handled within, you know, hours. They're handled within months
yep.
and potentially even years. And so this will, I think it has huge ramifications, and the Department of Justice and the FBI does have a responsibility, I think, to the American people, that if they even think that they're going to bring criminal charges, not just Secretary Clinton, but against top-level former staff yep. of hers that may still be with her on her campaign, the American people really do deserve to know before they cast a vote for President of the United States.
Ben, quickly here, do you think this is going to be, I mean, as this thing unfolds, I mean, it is every day on the news. I was on Hannity last night, but it's every day on all the network. Everyone's covering it, because how can you not?
Yeah, it sure better be. I mean, because, again, it's national security. It's people without top secret clearance being given access to
yep.
that information. If it's not front and center in this campaign, then it's a travesty, to yep. be quite honest.
Yeah, absolutely right. All right, Logan, now we got comments and calls. Let's go to them.
We got a comment, then we'll quickly go to a call. He said, Ed McFall just said, claiming ignorance does not change the fact that Hillary broke the law
Correct.
And put our country at risk. And with that, let's move on to another phone call. Let's go to Cheryl, who's calling from New York, New York. Also, a Periscope viewer, thanks for joining us, Cheryl. You're on the line.
Hey, Cheryl.
Hi. Thank you for all you
sure.
do. I try to watch you every day on Periscope.
Well, great.
I had a quick question. Even though I live in New York, I wanted to know if Senator Kirk, is he Republican? And if he is, which way is he voting today on the vote?
On Planned Parenthood, Than?
I'm concerned he is going to be a part of the filibuster. We don't know that yet. I will tell you this for sure, though. Last week, he voted against Senator Graham's pain-capable unborn
wow.
child protection act.
Yeah, so it's not a good sign. Cheryl, I just signed for you. You probably couldn't see it because you're probably on your phone. I just signed for you a copy of Undemocratic. We're going to get that to you right away, so we appreciate that. Let's take another call.
All right, let's move on. Let's go to Mike, who's calling from Los Angeles, California. Mike, you're on
And
the
Mike's
air.
Been on for 21 minutes, so I'm sending you a book, too, Mike, because you've hung in there a long time. Go ahead.
Oh, great. Yep, I come from a military family, and you know, so I know a little bit about secret clearances and
yep.
stuff. Having been an officer, if she's found to have a smidgen of breaking her security clearance, she's of no use to anybody in the country or outside of
well,
the
look,
country.
Well, look, I mean, if she put, and that means she also put our national security at risk. I mean, Jordan, her emails were on a server on a private company in Colorado in a condominium. This is absurd.
It is, and it's why the people deserve to know.
Yep.
It's just the caller said, and with different backgrounds, people, and that may be an impetus here. You would think it should be for Department of Justice, FBI, not that they should be influenced
right.
by politics, but the American people are about to make a big decision. It looks like, if votes were held today, Hillary Clinton would be the nominee, so she would be on the ballot
right.
to be the next president of the United States. The people deserve to know and not have this come out, you know, 2 and 3 years into a first term, especially because it does have those national
right.
security implications and judgment. It goes
yep.
right to judgment.
Yeah, Dan, you pointed out this is interesting. You say you have an interesting comment up, because it's true. It's not disputed anymore.
Yeah, I mean, this is now a fact. We know that people without security clearances had access to classified information. It starts with the people that set up the server, the other IT employees. I suspect, Jay, it goes way beyond that, but it is now a fact that people without clearance had access to the information.
Yeah, and I don't think you can – that's beyond denial at this point. All right, comments coming in by Facebook and Periscope as well as the phones here.
All right, let's go back to the phones, actually. Let's go to Don, who's calling from Pensacola, Florida.
Hi, Dan.
Don, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Okay. My question is all this that's going on with Hillary right now, the investigation, if it leads to an indictment, is it going to lead to anything as far as her accountability or responsibility in Benghazi?
There may be some overlap because some of these emails may have Benghazi information on them. But so it depends. Here's what's going to you got to be looking for if you're at the FBI. Is there emails that were, quote, deleted, cleaned, that they now have recovered? And in those emails, there is security clearance information. And 30,000 were deleted at least. I mean, who knows what's going to be in there, but I take it for Secretary Clinton. It's probably not good, but it may implicate Benghazi. It may not. It's very hard to tell if it'll be both. Let's take the last call here.
All right, let's go to the last call. Joe's calling from Lakeland, Florida. Joe, you're on Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Joe.
Thank you very much, Jay.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
Sure.
Listen, my question is, how does Obama escape culpability for Benghazi? I mean,
plausible
Hillary
deniability. I'll make it real quick. It's plausible deniability. He will say he didn't instruct it. He was based on the information that the National Security Office gave. And Jordan, he will not have to. You know, that's been the line here. And remember, they were still blaming it on the video when we knew it wasn't the video. So, Jordan, this is at the end of a term here. He's just running the clock out.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's why it's important that we are, you know, forward looking to some extent on because the American people, listen, you all are very informed folks, but ultimately most of the American people, they see what's on news clips and that's about it. So this will take getting to another level before they're fully engaged on and understand the ramifications.
And it's a real criminal investigation, so that's going to take some time too. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. We got a lot of comments coming in. Let's try to grab a couple of comments here on Facebook and Periscope as we close the broadcast.
Yeah, there's a couple people who are just upset. We have Robert who just said he feels that Hillary is bulletproof, will never change, which they
we'll
said. He said she's like she's above the law. And then a couple people are just asking, what can we really do to let the DOJ know? We really, really, this is very important. Because we usually have the letter writing campaigns. We have other ways people can talk to them. But how about specifically for the DOJ?
Well, what we could do, Than, very quickly here. Can you do this in 20 seconds? What we could do, Than, is urge the Congress to make sure this is a real investigation done by the FBI.
Yeah, and those conversations are underway. I think the very simple ask is this. Let the employees talk. Right now, the DOJ is blocking them from talking. If they talk, it's another story.
Yeah, so we're going to think about that. That's a great question, great way to end the broadcast, because what I'm going to do is think about that and see if we can mold a campaign around it. All right, folks, again, last minutes here for you to sign on to that petition on Planned Parenthood, ACLJ.org, 877-989-2255. And don't forget this, we're at the last few days of the month here. We're about to have a record response. I encourage you to go to ACLJ.org, support the work of the ACLJ, and follow me on Twitter, at Jay Sekulow. And we'll have more tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to talk about Syed Abedini's case, so you're going to want to let your friends know about that. A lot to talk about there. That's going to do it for today. Thanks, everybody. I meet an old woman, Lord, never told me goodbye.
The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. Whether it's putting an end to the taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood, which butchers babies and sells body parts, or putting a stop to late-term abortions. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org.